And welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. And praise God for what he's doing with the homeschool movement, not just in America, but around the world. But make no mistake about it, my friends, the enemy is not happy. The enemy always is pushing back on anything that's good, of course. We know that. But, wow, the pushback against family freedoms, parental rights, parents raising their children, the nurture and admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, versus the secular world grabbing our children's hearts and minds and controlling them by incredibly powerful institutions that are enforcing an educational program upon our children based upon the wrong worldview. That, my friends, is what the other side has been doing for the last 100 years, and it is everywhere around the world. Thank God there are parents who are willing to pull their children out of these public schools and government-funded programs in which the wrong worldview is being inculcated every day. And there are parents around the world. Hey, it's not just American parents who care about their kids. We have been in, I'd say, 19 countries thus far, and there are parents in Africa, Asia, South America, you name it. They love their children, and they want to raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they know that does not happen in the public schools in which a distinctively secular, naturalistic, anti-supernaturalistic, materialistic, atheistic worldview is being inculcated just about everywhere. Hey, the bad guy has control of just about every school system in the world these days, and it's only parents standing in the way. It's only parents who have the faith to stand in the way and say, not with my children, not today. And thank God that is happening, not just in America, but around the world. And we want to visit that. And friends, it's one of the most important reasons why Christians are persecuted around the world is because of parental rights. Same thing applies in communist China. You know why they came after Early Rain Covenant Church in China, which, by the way, has been in the news for a long time. You know why? Well, the reason is obvious. They were attempting a Christian school. They were attempting to raise the children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the communists, we control the minds and the hearts of the next generation. And that's why they did their best to shut down the covenant, Early Rain Covenant Church in China, communist China. And the same thing was going on in other nations around the world. And this, of course, is the pushback that's happening in Germany and Sweden and elsewhere, where parents have been put in prison. They've been put in jail and their children confiscated because they attempted to homeschool their children and give their children a Christian education. Well, the battle is happening. The enemy is afoot, and we are engaging this war here in this country and everywhere around the world. And today I'm going to bring Mike Donnelly, attorney at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, back on with us. And he's going to give us an update on what's going on around the world. He is the international representative for the international issues relating to home education, working for Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Again, attorney Mike Donnelly joins us on Generations Today. Welcome, Mike. It's good to have you back with us again.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on and for your interest in this very important subject.
Lots of things happening around the world, Mike, when it comes to home education. I don't think a day goes by. In fact, I'm supposed to be on a phone call with South Africa in just a few minutes, as I recall. I hope I don't drop the ball on that one. But I think it was India last week. Week before that, we were with the Ukrainians. And of course, it's hard to get a homeschool movement going in Ukraine right now. But the interest is everywhere. And you're going to Brazil for the first official homeschooling conference in Brazil. That's exciting as well.
Well, it is exciting. This will be the first homeschool conference organized by their national organization. I hosted a global conference back there in 2016, which was really a big part of what energized the movement, at least they say so. So many people who are currently leading the homeschool movement in Brazil point back to the global conference we had there in 2016 as the spark that lit the fire. And it's been a real battle in Brazil with the Supreme Court cases and at their National Assembly, but the trajectory is positive.
Okay.
In Brazil. I mean, there are people who are homeschooling in Brazil, and thousands, tens of thousands more every day.
Wow.
You know, they are taking control of, you know, the education as they hear about this new idea. And it's not a question of whether homeschooling is recognized by the national government in Brazil. It's just a question of when. And just a couple months ago, the Congress, the sort of the representative side. They've got a bicameral legislature in Brazil, in Brasilia, which is where this conference is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The House of Representatives there, the House of Delegates, passed a pretty decent homeschool law. Not perfect, not like, Texas or, some of the freer states in the U.S., but good, okay, not bad for a first try.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the Senate in Brazil right now. And, it's a question. We're hoping and praying that it's going to be passed soon, and hopefully when we're down there, because you're going to be down there too, I understand.
Yeah, that's the
maybe
point.
We'll have an opportunity to talk with some of the legislators down there and share our experiences with them. But it is very exciting to see what's happening in Brazil.
And you're expecting Brazil to be one of the largest homeschool populations in the world.
Yes, I am. I'm pretty confident that is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. It's already one of the largest, probably in the top 10. I mean, Brazil is a country of 200 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned India before. I mean, India homeschooling is I'm hearing from people that homeschooling is catching on in India. I mean, in India is a country of 1.4 or so billion. I mean, anything that happens in India to any degree is going to be huge. So I think India is going to become really large. But I think Brazil is going to become large and healthy quickly. There's a lot of interest. There's a lot of support. There's some American support going on down there. But a lot of it is just the Brazilian people rising up and saying, hey, we can do this and we're going to do this. And, government, you better get on with the program because we're doing this. So if you want to recognize it, you better get going. But we're not stopping. We're moving forward.
Praise God. It's some of the most exciting experiences of my life to be there with the first homeschooling conference in Russia. I think you were there as well in at least one or two of the initial conferences in Russia. And as I mentioned, the Ukraine, we were there for the first conference in Ukraine, I think last year before the war broke out. And Nepal, I did two homeschool conferences in Nepal as well, which I'm sure would be something of a shock to people. If it's going to take off in India, it's going to take off in Nepal as well. South Korea is active. We've been there. What are you seeing worldwide? I've been somewhat connected with the international homeschool population from the beginning of my leadership experience here in the state of Colorado. So I was there in Japan a time or two. I'm sure you've been to Japan. But it seems to me that just in the last 2 to 3 to 4 years, interest is burgeoning. Is that your sense?
Well, it is. I mean, it's been growing slowly over the last 10 to 15 years as the word has been going out, as it's been growing in the United States. So many times I hear from people in other parts of the world that they heard about homeschooling from American missionaries.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but many, many times I think have heard about it from that. And they've witnessed American homeschoolers who were missionaries homeschooling. And they're like, what are you doing? And they got this idea and they said, oh, this looks cool. We want to do it. And they started. And so it starts slow because government education is free. Everybody in other parts of the world think education is the ticket out. They all want to work for the government because, they're cushy jobs and they're secure jobs. So they figure, well, we got to go through the government education system. And, so there's a lot of cultural pressure to conform in many parts of the world. Here in the U.S., we're a bunch of nonconformists. I mean, that's why we, revolted back in 1776. And there's a tradition of nonconformity here in the U.S., even though some of us may feel not so much because of the issues we're experiencing now, but there really is. And so I think that's one of the things that explains why homeschooling has grown so big, so fast here in the United States. I mean, from nothing to 5 million. And of course, we can't ignore the fact that we just experienced this, whatever you want to call it, 2 years of, the coronavirus situation. And that really lit the fuse. I mean, in the U.S., homeschooling has doubled, probably maybe more. In other countries, everybody, has said, we have got to figure out a better way. Mm-hmm. And homeschooling interest has just grown like crazy, really, in the last 2 years from the pandemic.
The pressure pressure from secularism, Mike, the pressure from the international community to homosexualize the schools, also a big influence. I was called to the Department of Education of the Nation of the Bahamas, I'm going to say about 2 to 3 years ago, to present a biblical worldview relating to education and how, a biblical approach to homosexuality and transgenderism in the schools. I mean, that was the concern on the part of the Department of Education for the nation of the Bahamas. So they brought me in and another one or two other gentlemen and some pastors from the nation of the Bahamas. And then eventually they sponsored an online homeschool conference in which the director of the Department of Education introduced me as the keynote speaker, and some 300 to 400 families participated in an online homeschool conference, perhaps one of the first homeschool conferences in the Bahamas, or one of the first major homeschool conferences in the Bahamas. All that to say that, you know, it's not just the Christians here in America that are concerned for the increased secularization and the full court press that's coming from the secularists to homosexualize the schools. But, you know, Africa's concerned about this. The Bahamas, South America, other nations concerned about, you know, this heavy-duty secularization, this nihilistic ethics that are being imposed upon educational programs around the world. I mean, are you seeing this, that the increased pressure from secularization or from the secular sources is causing an increased interest on the part of parents and other churches, pastors, leaders around the world?
Well, there's no question that parents are looking for alternatives, Kevin, for a lot of the reasons that you just described. I was at a conference last week here in the United States where a lot of state legislators were gathering, and education and the topic of critical race theory, critical theory, transgender issues in the schools are at the top of the list of policymakers here in this country. And I follow homeschooling policy in most other countries. I presume that these are issues that other countries are also dealing with. And parents are realizing that there is an alternative in other places. And so homeschooling is growing. But there is some concern, at least in Europe, is where I'm detecting some of the pushback.
Yeah.
You know, countries mm-hmm. like England, France, Portugal, Hungary, one of those countries that wants to position itself as kind of a champion of traditional values, yet they don't allow homeschooling, which is a problem. And so there is definitely this idea in Europe that the government is sort of saying, you know what, no, we're not going to let this get out of hand. We are going to stay in control, and we're going to impose more control on you and make it harder to homeschool. So that is happening in some places, in Europe mostly. You know, Latin America, not so much. You know, I think Latin America, I think the people there as a culture, it seems to me there is more respect for parental rights, even though the government wants to try to control everything. They just don't have the resources and the capability to do so, mostly in most Latin American countries. And there's just a real respect for family. And so I think homeschooling is going to grow very fast in Latin America and Brazil. Africa, I think there's something similar to that. Asia also. So, you know, Europe is going to be this kind of island of government control. But the problem with Europe, Kevin, is this. You've heard the saying, when Europe catches, you know, when Europe sneezes, America catches a cold.
Yeah.
So we don't want to catch that virus
of,
you know, government control, which we already have here in the U.S., but we don't want them going after homeschooling like they're doing in Europe.
Yeah, let's talk about the pushback. I know there's been some pushback through some articles from certain media sources recently that has affected England. What is their beef with home education? What are they saying is the problem with us?
Yeah, so, you know, here's the objection. And Kevin, you know, you know who Elizabeth Bartholet is.
Yeah.
Harvard professor who wrote that
Harvard
article. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's identical. They have this idea of homeschooling as this, you know, bastion of far right religious fanatics who are, you know, against everything they believe in. And whether that's true or not, I mean, we can have a debate about those things, but that's certainly not what homeschooling is on average. You know, homeschooling is parents who, as you pointed out, love their kids and want to give them a good education and teach them in the values that they believe are correct. And ultimately, that's what I, frankly, you know, when I argue for homeschooling, and, you know, as I'm a Christian, obviously, and I believe in teaching my children a biblical worldview. But there's lots of other people around the world who don't necessarily share my faith. And I think that even though I may disagree with their worldview, I think they should have the right to teach their children what they believe.
Okay, right.
And the question is, who gets to make that decision, the state or parents? And you and I know that God has given parents the authority, not the state, to determine what children learn and how children learn. But there's confusion over this. And in Europe, you have this statism, which has pervaded here in the United States and is pervading here in the United States, the state is, and that says, no, we the state control. We will decide what children will learn. And if there are children outside of our state schools, we're not going to look favorably on that, and we're going to find ways to at least know what's going on and be checking up on them, which is what's happening in England. Right now in England, England has one of the best homeschool laws in the world. Just says you got to send your kid to school or educate them otherwise. So it's very free, much like Texas here in the United States. But what they want to do is they want to force all parents to register their child if they're homeschooling. Not something they'd have to, had to do. And the law that they're proposing would give local authorities unprecedented discretion to decide to intrude into the home, review what parents are doing, interview children. These are all the kinds of things that they want to do so the government can then make a decision whether they agree with what the parents are doing. So that's England. France is even worse. In France, last year, the National Assembly actually passed a law restricting homeschooling severely. It used to be a right in France. In fact, it's been legal in France since 1882. Homeschooling recognized in France since 1882. Okay. Now, in the last 20 years, they have been putting on progressively increased inspections and controls and restrictions over the last 10, 20 years. Well, last year, they passed a law basically saying you can't homeschool unless you fit into one of these four narrow exceptions. And what's been going on over the last 3 months as they've been implementing this law now for the first time is they're rejecting, these local authorities are rejecting thousands of parents' requests to homeschool their children. So there is a huge battle going on.
Mike, what do parents do? I mean, what do parents do in France? What do parents do in Germany and Sweden, elsewhere, where it's just been practically impossible to homeschool? What do they do? Do they run off to England? Do they head off to Spain or Portugal?
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, in Germany, parents who want to homeschool their children in Germany know that they cannot live there.
Yeah.
They cannot live there unless they're going to live undercover. And there are some who do live undercover. They hide. They, you know, pretend. Like back in the old days of homeschooling in the United States when, you know, people would pull their shades down and they'd pretend to take their kids to school and then the kids would hide, you know, in the back of the van, and then the parents would drive into the garage, close the door, and they sneak into their house, and then they do the same thing at the end of the day, and then the kids would go out and play. I mean, that's what it used to be like in some places in the United States 30, 40 years ago. Well, that's what it's like for people who live in Germany. I mean, in Sweden, it's even harder because, you know, people are very happy to tell on their friends in Sweden, apparently. So what Swedish people do if they want to homeschool is they go over to the Åland Islands, which are just about, like, I don't know, 60 miles or so off the coast of Sweden. But the Åland Islands are actually part of Finland, where homeschooling is legal. Mm-hmm. And so there's this enclave of Swedish refugees living in the Swedish-speaking, Finnish-owned Åland Islands. You know, the French, I mean, used to be you could get to the UK. Now the UK is not part of the EU, so you can't just go over to the UK anymore. So that's hard. So people in Europe, they'll go to Spain, where homeschooling isn't explicitly recognized in law, but the Spanish, you know, they don't usually bother people about it too much. Portugal, it's become harder to homeschool, although there is a growing movement there. It is legal. But the French, you know, I tell you, Kevin, I think ground zero for homeschooling repression is France.
There are
more families in France who are suffering what I would call persecution at the hands of the government by being denied this fundamental human right for no good reason, just arbitrarily and capriciously. And so what these parents are doing is they're fighting back. They're going to the courts. And thankfully, there are organizations, one in particular that we are working with, which is called Liberty Education. They've got a great bunch of guys there and lawyers and women who are fighting for these families. And, you know, I'll just some news for you and your listeners. Just a couple days ago, they had their first victory in a local court. Small victory.
Wonderful.
But very important.
Wonderful.
Very important victory. So that's
wonderful.
What's happening. They're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting. And they're fleeing if they have to.
What can we do to help them? I mean, you know, we want to support. In fact, this is a big part of my heart. I mean, I'm there when it comes to homeschooling. You know, someone wants me to come to Malawi to give the first homeschool seminar. I'm there. Okay, I'll spend the $2,000 and support them as best as I possibly can. We do the same thing with curriculum. We're doing the best we can to translate materials and get them into the hands of families around the world. But how can the average family support a family in France, or just, you know, families around the world that are attempting to homeschool against all odds?
Well, Kevin, you know, the development of curriculum is very important. And I just want to encourage you because one of the biggest obstacles that homeschool movements face in other countries is gaining access to good curriculum. It's not always easy to do. It's often expensive and hard to access. So I just want to encourage you that is really important what you're doing with translation and you know, finding ways to get that curriculum to other countries. It's not an easy thing to do. So thank you for doing that. You know, what the average person can do, of course, you know, people need to pray for these Christian families that are suffering persecution. We can bring this matter before God. God has, you know, really, in my opinion, watched over the homeschool movement.
Yeah.
I mean,
amen.
When I look at homeschooling in the United States, it was kind of an against all odds miracle, really. You know, this tiny group of parents going up against the lobbying organizations in the country, the teachers associations, who were totally against homeschooling. And somehow, after 20 years, it's legal in the United States and it's the biggest movement in the world. It's amazing. So we got to pray and just ask the Lord to continue what he's doing and to use us. And he can use us. You know, obviously finances is one issue. It costs money to fight. It costs money to travel to encourage people. It costs money to develop curriculum resources. So people can give if they feel that God is leading them to give, if they've been financially blessed. There are organizations that are doing things to help. Your organization is one of them. HSLDA also is investing in freedom for families in these countries. And we are supporting the legal battle in France. We're supporting the political battles in Brazil. We are supporting networking and resources to train leaders and to encourage and equip leaders so that they can do this work. You know, there's no way that we can do it ourselves. We have to raise up and encourage these other people in these other countries who have a vision for home education to do this work. So folks, I would encourage folks to join HSLDA if they're not a member, donate to HSLDA if they'd like to, and support organizations like yours.
Tens of thousands of dollars each year from HSLDA and from the Generations Ministry towards the international homeschool community. I see it as a tithe for our organization. We tithe towards these fledgling movements around the world. And friends, donate to HSLDA, donate to Generations. Again, we're pushing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars towards supporting the international homeschool movement as Christian ministries here in the United States. So amen to what Mike just said. And we're just about out of time, Mike, but hey, come to Brazil and come to the conference in Brasilia, friends. It's September 6th through 8th. And they could just email myself or Mike, email me at host@generations.org for info concerning that very first conference, international or national conference in Brazil for home educators just getting started. Any more info you can give on this conference, Mike?
Well, it's going to be great. In Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, it's a nice country. It's a nice city. Brazil is a great country. Wonderful people. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be great speakers. It's going to be in Portuguese, so they're going to have to do a little bit of translation work. But yeah, if you are in Brazil and you have the ability to travel to Brasilia for this conference, it's being sponsored by ENED, which is the National Association for Home Education in Brazil. And it wouldn't be hard to find it online. Just Google ENED Homeschooling Conference Brasilia.
Okay.
Hope to see you there. Looking forward to seeing you there.
That's
Kevin.
It. Big time. It'll be a great lot of fun to be together and to be there with one of the very first pioneering conferences in Brazil. This could be the beginning of something very, very big for the nation of Brazil, and we're excited for what God is doing down there. Mike, thanks for joining us, updating us on what's going on in the international scene with home education. So important, such a critical time for Christian families and for anybody who's just sort of opposing this all totalitarian state that seems to be encroaching upon every aspect of human life on planet Earth. And it just seems to be the one stand for freedom, the one significant stand for freedom that's going on everywhere around the world. And I'm thankful for the faithful that are engaging the battle. And you have been listening to the Generations Radio Broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.